This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I read and reflected on Romans chapters 9 through 11, I felt they could be outlined in a number of ways. A title could be The Sovereign Rule of God in Redemption. This theme is developed by showing God's perspective in chapter 9, man's perspective in chapter 10, and how it all comes together in spite of being what to us might be a somewhat confusing conundrum in chapter 11. In chapter 9, you will find why only some believe God's message. In chapter 10, Paul describes the faith journey of those who believe God's message. In chapter 11, Paul shows how redemption came to the Gentile world as a result of Israel's rejection of God's plan. He also points out that as the rest of the story unfolds, we will see Israel returning to God and his salvation. To us, it gets pretty confusing, but with God, it is a creative strategy that goes beyond the conundrum we see. In fact, Paul gets so caught up in what he is trying to convey, he is captivated by the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, and bursts forth in the following doxology of praise and worship. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. True worship is to bow and affirm with awe what we do know about God and to humbly acknowledge what we don't know.